Good afternoon, everyone. 欢迎大家来到今天下午的托福口语时段。今天要为大家带来的是2017年5月27日托福考试口语部分独立任务的分享。下面我们来看题。Task 1. Your friend just moved to a new city and is nervous about making new friends. So what advice would you give to your friend? 你的一个朋友刚刚来到一个新的城市，他会对交朋友这件事感到非常紧张，请问你给他什么建议呢？我们来给他两个建议吧。
I will give my friends 2 suggestions to make new friends. And the first suggestion is to offer help to the others as much as possible. It is a good way to narrow the distance among the people. Like in the study group, if someone has some confusion or difficulties, you can share your study experience and offer your opinions and solutions. Like in the daily life, if someone has inconvenience like, you know, unable to carry the heavy boxes or have no time to walk the dog, you can do them a favor. And the second suggestion is to take part in some after-school activities and organizations to find people who share the same interests. Like in some music clubs or sport team, it is easier to communicate with new people and enlarge the social circle. And these club activities can help to strengthen the relationship and even build the mutual trust.
好 ,test 2. 我们来看一下他问的是You have been very busy and unable to prepare for the exam tomorrow. 你一直都很忙，然后没有时间准备明天的考试。
You can either stay up to study and sleep less.
你可以选择要么就熬夜学一学，然后稍微睡少一点点。
Or just study less and get full night sleep.
或者不用学那么长时间，你还是尽量睡好觉吧。你喜欢选择哪一个呢？学习多重要啊，对吧？我们可以在此强调考试的重要性，以及最后的分数的重要性，以及 GPA 的重要性。那我们来选择，还是尽量去学学，然后少睡一点就少睡一点，又不是不睡，对吧？
I would like to choose stay up to study and sleep less for the following 2 reasons.The first reason is that study is the first priority for students and exam and GPA play an important role for my future study. At night, I will have a better study environment because there are no distractions around me. All the people are sleeping, so no one talking and laughing, no TV sounds, no traffic noise. I can concentrate better and improve my study efficiency largely. The second reason is that less sleep doesn't mean no sleep.Although I will feel a little bit sleepy tomorrow, I can drink a cup of coffee to refresh myself, and after the exam, I can also sleep earlier and adjust myself.
好，这里的几个表达方式可以给大家提一提。我们说重中之重，首要任务，那我们可以用一个词叫做 first priority。Priority 就是优先考虑的东西，然后 first priority 就是首要任务的首要。可以把这个词组去记一下。好，这就是5月27日考的两道题啦，大家有问题就随时过来找我哟，多练习，拜拜。